Now, I'm sure all of today's graduates have read John Stuart Mill's On Liberty, but just let me read a short passage from it. Quote, "The particular evil of silencing the expression of an opinion is that it is robbing the human race, posterity as well as the existing generation, those who dissent from the opinion still more than those who hold it." He continued, "If the opinion is right, they are deprived of the opportunity of exchanging error for truth. If wrong, they lose what is almost as great a benefit, the clear perception and livelier impression of youth, of truth, produced by its collision with error." Now, Mill would have been horrified to learn of university students silencing the opinions of others. He would have been even more horrified that faculty members were often part of the commencement censorship campaigns. For tenured professors to silence speakers whose views they disagree with is really the height of hypocrisy, especially when those protests happen in the Northeast, the bastion of self-professed liberal tolerance. Now, I'm glad to say that Harvard has not caved in to these commencement censorship challenges. If it had, Colorado State Senator Michael Johnston would not have had the chance to address the education school yesterday. Some students called on the administration to rescind the invitation to Johnston because they opposed some of his education policies. But to their great credit, President Faust and Dean Ryan stood firm. And as Dean Ryan wrote to the students, quote, "I have encountered many people of good faith who share my basic goals but disagree with my views when it comes to the question of how best to improve education. In my view, those differences should be explored, debated, challenged, and questioned, but they should also be respected and indeed celebrated." He could not have been more correct. He could not have provided a more valuable final lesson to the class of 2014.